The gates of the eternal heavens have been laid open. Its denizens have marched, departing their bastion to stem the tide. The realms of mortal kind are to be swept up in the coming storm. The choices of few will ripple out to affect the many. Destiny calls to a hope reborn. Oblivion awaits upon their failure. Our fate is in their hands.
Hey, friends. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Mate.
I don't really think we can call each other friends after the whole, like, slime situation.
Slime. Everybody likes slime.
I thought we were closer than that.
Yeah.
I remember they were slime. They were slimy. Slimy slugs.
They're not tentacles, so let's just put it that way.
Well, what would you guys...
slug porn.
So, what did you guys think of that little cutscene towards the end of the last episode?
Now we know why Torad's talking the way he's talking. He got slug for brains.
And one in his stomach, one in his heart. Probably one in his intestines.
No, you know, I care.
It's obviously kind of some... kind of brain sucker, but luckily it's starving.
Oh man.
All right, so you're on the chopping block.
Luckily so he has to go through a couple states.
Actually, I don't even think he knows where you live, so he might be really safe.
I know
I'm safe.
Yeah, well, everybody knows you live under 40, so like one of the underpasses.
Yeah, not that underpass, though. But
we don't know which highway, though.
All we got to do is have a goat.
I don't get it.
Take a goat across the bridge, troll comes out and eats your goat.
Oh, God. Oh, I get it. Actually, that is a little clever. Good job. I was like, I'm immediately cutting whatever stupid joke this is. Now, I'm debating it. I usually have to gotta cut about 9 out of 10 of your jokes. Well, cool. Let's get right into the episode. Maybe a quick recap. Big fight, long fight, slugfest. You guys won. Awesome job. One guy got away. But you have the rabbit in your clutches. What's it? Not manly enough to...
I don't have nails.
Oh, you little fingernails.
Aww.
Get you a drink.
Come on.
Do you need a hand?
Yeah. Give me the power of Grayskull. There we go. By the power of Grayskull. Yeah.
There we go.
That's sad.
All right. It is sad.
In the slow.
All path. Right. You're in this teeny tiny little cabin, sparsely decorated. Actually, not hardly decorated upstairs at all. You do see what looks like a canvas rug that's been swept aside and a hatch door open to a steep stairway. Handrail is broken. Looks like somebody took a spill down the damn thing.
These stairs don't look safe.
Yeah, they really aren't. And she's
blind, so she falls down them again.
You see the rabbit kind of hopping up and down, like her eyes shut, looking really disoriented. We kind of made a joke last time. She's hopping on one foot and has her hands up. Doesn't look, even though nobody's fought her, she's just not. Not doing good. Having a good day. She's saying, I surrender.
I think Yuri shackled her with the masterwork shackles.
All yeah. right. She is shackled.
I got, well, technically, I'm going to use both. I'm doing one hand to one foot, the other hand to the other foot.
You're just going to string her up and like carry her around like a roast?
She's a halfling. Probably a rogue. Yeah.
Fair enough.
We'll put her on the dog.
Don't lick.
As she starts getting oriented, she's like, "Who are you? What do you want?"
Strom is actually headed over to Bedmora and is going to give her a couple of lay on hands.
Okay. Oh, that's right. One of her party members is almost dead.
Nah.
How cruel of us to forget.
She just hurt really bad.
Do you want to play Bedmora again, or should we hand her off?
No, I'll keep playing her.
All right. You guys have been averaging about 3 or 4 episodes, so we'll keep with that.
We were told you could take us, or tell us how to get to the Garn Redding.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Perception? It's a 15.
Eh, she's lying.
Flick her ankle.
Hey, I sprained that.
Take my mace. I could break it.
Intimidation.
I don't know if I got it.
I'll give you a +5.
I wasn't intimidating. I'm telling the truth.
It's pretty scary being blind. Somebody's got a mace around your foot.
I don't buy it. You look like you got it in you. I know who you are. You're that group that saved the town from some necromancer or something.
Out of character. Everybody thinks poorly of me anyway. Push.
Look, I can heal your wound.
You gonna let me go?
No.
If I tell you where, let's say there's a certain place to be, would you let me go?
Not yet.
Well, what is it in for me?
Well, if we catch him, then we'll let you go.
Hmm.
I whistle for the dogs as Bedmora is now up to 12 HP and picking herself up.
Okay.
Look, we don't want to fight Garn Redding. We want to talk to Garn Redding.
Are you sure?
But yeah.
His gnolls are eating people.
Well, they're not directly in front of him, so he may not know about it.
Did he know about it?
And is that a
person? No.
Since motive? Natural 17, which is what I got.
I think I believed her that time.
I got a 4.
Oh, no. I rolled a 5.
You're not very good at this.
No.
Just tell the truth.
No, I am really good at this.
Wow, you're lying again. Even though you know you're not good at this.
I figure if I'm really bad at it, that you think maybe I'm so bad at it that I'm... Oh, God.
Look.
Carson doesn't...
Who are the people that they were eating?
Not the guards.
Oh, my God. They were eating the guards?
I said not the...
I come back into the shed with leading the two puppies.
What do you know about...
Bedmora did. Thank you, by the way.
What do you know about Garn? Tell us everything.
Muscular guy who...
Background and all.
He's just a... I don't know.
How did you come to know him?
Oh, by the gods, one question at a time.
You're not answering the first one, so I keep going.
her little body's shaking. Her eyes are like super dilated. Wait, what was your question again? Start over.
How did you come to know Garn?
He hired me. Paid me money. I like money. Well, she told the truth. That one.
I think he's telling the truth on that one.
Fine. How much did he pay you?
10% of profits.
How long have you worked for him?
I'm pretty new to the crew. 6 months.
What's in the basement?
Not stolen things.
Okay. Stolen things. I know you have
a
problem.
Not normally.
Is it trapped right now?
No.
I start petting my my lovely dogs.
Oh my god!
What the hell it is? You know they're not very intimidating. They're just super ugly.
Well, how do they smell?
They like, smell awful. Oh, actually, they're pretty big to her.
I'll let the puppies start looking her face.
Hey, no!
What are you trying to do? Kill her?
No.
She's not immune to diseases like you are.
It's but they do bite. Eat.
If it gets in her mouth, it can get her.
It's a lot. It's their saliva.
Oh.
I'm prejudicated off of her. No, no, stop rubbing it in your mouth.
I feel so good.
So gross.
Why'd you do that?
She's wiping that shit off her face.
I prejudicated it off of her.
What is Garn's goal? What is he trying to do?
What is his favorite color?
I think orange and make money, get revenge on the town. I know, he hates the town. I'm not sure why, but he really hates them.
We know why.
What happened to the captain's guard?
They ate them.
The captain guard herself.
Oh, the captain. I think she's... I'm not really sure, but I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Probably at the base. Base camp.
Where's base camp?
It's like northeast. Not far. Maybe a few hours walk.
Take the shackles off her legs and only put them on her hands. Have her lead us there.
She got a broken foot, dude.
I can heal that. We can heal that.
Yeah. Do we really want to?
Fine, I will be nice and carry her.
Bit more. Can you check the traps downstairs?
Sure.
I'll detect magic as well.
Okay.
You gonna do the roll for her?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. I did, but you got it.
Well, it's probably best if Marnie does those kind of rolls.
Yeah, perception, correct?
Yeah, I got it. She's fine. She took care of it. Is this a bunch of contraband down here? Furs. Looks like some raw ores. Looks like whatever's been trading around here, it's been stolen. Like spices. You hear her opening up crates. It's like a bunch of stuff stolen.
Oh, they're hops.
There's hops.
Check in everything just to make sure that they're not hiding anything below those goods.
All right, I will check. Ooh, this plant smells funny. Ooh.
Oh, no. Lord.
She's checking. On Rabbit's body, her armor is radiating magic. Three of her arrows are, and three potions she has on herself.
Cool.
And Bev Mora comes out with a little chest. Small chitlock box chest. She's trying to open it right now. I will give you what she has if you want to identify it.
Yeah.
A plus one studded leather.
Okay.
A potion of delay poison. 2,800 standards.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all that was in there. Little lockbox of money.
I'm not going to argue. I like our payday so far.
That's some ill-gotten goods money. Dirty blood money.
Some paladin eyeing that money like it's a snake.
You guys are realizing, the people that you saw with Captain Gale are probably those bones you're looking at right there. If you guys are in a rush and trying to move, this stuff's going to take you a long time to...
I don't think we're in a rush right now because we're trying to bury them.
Well, Captain Gale is a prisoner.
Sure. Times would be great to have somebody to send back to. Send word fox. To the guard.
I'll look at the fox. Can you fly?
Shook its head no.
Yeah, would you be willing to take a message back to the town and give it to the guard?
Nods yes.
See if we can make a message.
Alright, I get some parchment out. And
tell them about this place, what's here, and the burial, and they can take all the stuff downstairs.
Well, if we're going to write a message, then we're probably not going to bury him. But it needs to happen, but time is of the essence, so we can't exactly do it.
Yeah. We'll just tell them that they're here. Which way did that guard run off? It came the same way we left, right?
North.
Same way we
always
showed.
North.
He went north.
He went north, and we're going south. So.
No, you're going north. Northeast.
So he's heading back to the main camp.
Wait. Thought everything was south.
You went south. He's heading back up north, but east.
So, yeah, we're screwed. Surprise is gone. All right, let's write this message, Fox, if you would. You should be able to find us if you're coming back, or if you want to wait with the guards, that's fine, too.
Nods and takes off. You guys are going to follow her?
Yep, she's going to lead us.
Lead you the way?
I'm carrying her.
Okay.
She does have a broken foot. I am going to bring up that Bedora is still injured in that Cure Light wand.
Okay, yeah. I hand it to Yuri. I mean, I can use it in a pinch, but better to give it to a priest who can use it without fail.
I don't have to use magical device.
You don't need it.
No, you can cast a spell. So you
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to roll because I'm a wizard.
She is at 12.
She starts leading you. It's starting to head uphill into a small mountain range, getting very rocky. Boulders here and there, trees.
Place
oh, the two arrows were, I think they're called ice arrows. I forget. They're 1d6 cold damage.
Actually. All right, give them to Beth Moore. Tell her what they do.
Only three.
Only three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so make sure you do a one-liner before you shoot it. Like, freeze, or chill out, or...
Stick around.
Stay frosty.
Ah, there you go. Stay frosty.
That's a good one. All right. She leads you to... You're at the top of kind of a hill looking down on what looks like a camp. Small one. Like, small cooking fire. Like, some skins and stuff like that hanging out over... Drying out over some logs. And a cave entrance. That's it down there. We're not allowed to really come here. Only Garn and Tagada.
Who's Tagada?
That's his right-hand lady. Nasty half-orc.
Oh, lovely.
You see, Bedmore looks darkly down at her. What? You seem nice. Bedmore kind of just nods, smiling.
What size is his entire army?
I don't know. We kind of work off in different crews. You wiped out my crew. Tagada has a crew, and there's another one run by Diller. It's a half-elf fella. Diller had a nasty run-in with some guards. I think he lost a big part of his crew, too. They killed those guards, but most of his crew got wiped out, too. I think Diller is hiding out somewhere in town. I'm never allowed to go in there. None of the captains are, except for Tagada. She motions at the cave entrance. But this is where we meet Garn, if we have to.
If we're going to try talking to him, let's just go and talk. If we're not trying to fight.
Are you sure he's going to give us the choice in the matter?
I don't think he will. I don't think he will at all.
And do
I'm hoping so, but I'm not sure.
Look, yeah, I mean, I showed you where this place is. I personally wouldn't mess with Garn. I've seen him. He's crazy. He's one minute he's composed, tempered kind of guy. Next, fly off the handle in a rage.
He wants revenge.
Sounds like he's a barbarian.
Well,
can you guys just let me go now? I'll never come back to town.
Well, you can't really... Or did you stab her? Or
no, cut the string on a bow.
Oh.
Aw.
She's got to lose the armor and all of her stuff, and she's free to go. And I'm going to heal her foot.
Oh, okay. Ah, yeah. She would have been eaten by wolves.
Nah. She's really bony.
5 points to her ankle.
Thank you. You guys are really good people. Hard to find these days. Honest.
But the only thing she said that sounded true.
Yeah.
Sense motive.
All right.
Well, actually, it was plus on one and a halfling armor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It's even worth money.
We can sell it.
It's like underwear.
We can save it for a bag of holding, obviously.
Guess I'll just go to the entrance and call for him.
Yeah, so you guys are going to walk down there and call out for him?
Just... Don't stay directly in front.
So you're going to be bait this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bait. Maybe not. We need to go rest somewhere for 8 hours. I just thought about that.
Maybe we should let him be bait.
Yeah, you go be bait.
All right.
No, I don't know. He's got worse attitude. I mean, he's like a Tasmanian devil on acid.
All you guys get out of me is just a really flashy grin of my teeth, like
looking like a beast.
I'll go down.
I'll cover you. All right, you going down? Nothing happened so far.
All right, you hide over there.
Looking for tracks, looking for any kind of... I would say can't even get the word. Traps, but I... No, I can try perception for traps.
So we're gonna have the paladin hide away from me and Beth Mora.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, just to be on the safe side.
So I can, yeah, if they spot someone.
Garn Redding. This is Yuri Dawin from Hearthstone.
Hearthgrave.
I just want to talk.
Huh? Hearthgrave.
Dang, I keep saying Hearthstone. Hearthstone. From Hearthgrave. I just want to talk.
I challenge your deck.
Bitch.
Nothing.
I don't want to stick my head in a hole, but... Garn Redding! Help! Help me!
He heard echoing down from in the cave. A full woman's voice.
Feminine?
Woman's voice.
Do we recognize it? We've met her once before. I know she's screaming now. She wasn't then, but...
You're...
Too far away.
You think it is, but you're not sure. You're like, you want it to be. So just by that question, you want it to be. So it is.
There's damsels in distress, goddammit.
Yes.
Are you alone?
He gets quiet.
All right. I'm going to head toward the entrance. The skulky. Skulky as I can.
I'll swing my finger in the air, rally up kind of thing.
I come out.
Bev Moore's right beside you. What are you doing? Just kidding.
She's not that good. She's good. No, she's that good. There's someone in there that's asking for help. I don't know if it's her.
Let's go.
I just don't know if it's Devonda.
It's Captain you, buddy.
It's not Captain until she's back out of the prison. That's always against my
better
judgment.
Stay behind me. Restrom starts walking forward.
You can be the pincushion. I don't mind.
What is your party order?
I'm first.
All right.
Then Bev Mora, then Alistair, then me.
All right. So, Strom, Bev Mora, Alistair, Yuri. Okay. Strom, you enter. It's a kind of a half natural cave, half been kind of, the floor's been knocked away. Like, you can tell there's stalagmites all over the rough floor, but they've been knocked down to make them semi-smooth enough. And smells heavy of animals as you come in here. And against this far back wall to the north, you see what looks like kennels along here, 40 feet. And along the eastern wall, there is another tunnel that disappears off into the distance. Eerie glow around here. What's your source of light, by the way?
I guess I'll... Like, if it's dark in here, I'll
cast
a light on a coin.
All right.
And show him how to hold it so that it shines out where he needs it to see.
All right.
Okay.
So Alistair has a coin. It is pitch black in
here. No, I gave it to him.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Strom, you have a light source. As you're kind of looking around, there's shadows. These stoneworks are making all sorts of, like, eerie shadows everywhere. Like, you think you see, like, a shadow of a person, and you, like, flicker back to it. There's nothing there. This cavern's roughly around 50, about 30 foot wide, 30 foot, pretty much 30 foot around, and it goes up probably 30, 40 feet.
I see a passage to our right side.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that in the center?
And three kennels to the north.
Hmm.
They're empty.
Proceed with caution.
Okay. Slowly go to that right side.
All right. Is anybody following? Bev Moore is right behind you. Anybody else? You guys staying at the entrance?
We'll come with us.
Right. I'm going to look behind us, make sure nobody's coming up from behind us.
All right. I'm going to
use Beth Moore. Can you make a quick trap so that if anybody enters, we'll know about
it? Sure. She goes to the entrance of the cave, starts working on it.
Stay there, just keeping an eye out.
Yeah.
Perception, all of you.
Oh, natural 20. Oh, yeah.
I'm an 8.
All right.
I don't see jack shit.
So we got both ends of the spectrum and me somewhere in the middle.
All right. Only.
All right, so you two have to close your eyes so you can't see what I see.
You already hear something.
Oh, I hear something. No.
Above you.
Scatter. And look up.
All right. you see something floating out of the darkness. You see at first you're like, oh my god, what's that? As it looks down at you.
No. What the hell is that?
What is that?
That's a good kid.
You think what you see is a large, like, looking black house cat until it opens its mouth. And you know how, like, the Cheshire cat, like, when it smiles, it just the smile goes out unnaturally, like, wide?
Yeah.
It has the same deal, but full of fangs. And it
that
has
looks
a
like
lizardy.
If a house cat.
So, which knowledge did you got, Bobby?
The it was mixed together.
Does it fall under a knowledge religion?
Nope.
Knowledge arcana?
Nope.
I can try tavern knowledge. That's it.
Do you have knowledge planes?
No, I do not. Look up.
You can run. You say look up, but you're late. The only one
first
that's
I
not
said,
gonna.
First, I said scatter.
Yeah, he did.
And then I said look up.
All right. So these things land.
Things plural.
Yeah. I'm just gonna use this.
There's three kennels.
Mentioned it, but they land right next to you guys. Everybody, roll full initiative.
Well, I think a natural 20 goes first.
Who to mean? You to mean?
Well, we'll see. I probably won't do anything with it, but at least I'm first.
It is. That's important.
At least you get the first hit in before you die.
I can tell everybody what this thing is, maybe, if I roll decently.
You can roll now if you want and just tell me what you got on your turn so you don't forget. Just don't
11 say, plus just 10. So, remember. Yeah, I'll remember.
I'm going to call it a kit because it's a cat version of it.
I don't know, but it looks scary.
Yes. Sucker's. It's got the same freaking mouth as it. I mean, come on now. That sucker's like, I'm going to eat your brain.
Anybody 20 or higher?
I'm a 20. I rolled a 20, so I'm technically a 22. But I think natural 20s just go first.
You're 22?
Yeah.
All right. So your plus is a 2?
Yeah.
Another roll off.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 20, and I have a plus 2. 12.
You did better than me. All
right.
My second one was a 5. Glad to get that out of the way.
All right.
We're fives tonight.
Who's 15 to 19? Anybody?
Just say who's,
Is anybody 15 or 19?
I have not done Bevmora, but...
Do Bevmora, then.
Roll Bevmora. He said Nish.
She's...
Oh. Setting a trap. But
doesn't
she
matter.
Can, you know, put it down.
Yeah.
She's actually a 17.
Okay.
Okay, then. Let's see who's
10 to 15.
12.
Yuri?
Wow.
Had a bad night.
You ready for this fight?
You are a Stromboli now.
Yeah, I am.
They're going to go bowling. All right. No, I'm not ready for this fight.
Kind of lucky that Strom went in first.
Oh, no.
Strom, behind you, you hear. As you see a warrior appear from being invisible behind him as well.
Oh. Oh, no.
This is not good.
You see a half-orc woman.
Oh, this is
she is carrying a longsword in each hand. So I'm taking my two attacks.
And you're going to roll two ones.
Yeah, no. I did roll two ones. It was 11.
Well,
hey.
As long as my power has overcome your dice, that is all that matters.
A 15 does not hit you. Okay.
No.
I rolled really poorly on both of those. As they clang, you are flat-footed, but I know that's it smashes right off your armor, though. It didn't go through your armor. She curses. All right, Alistair.
So let's 21. What are these things?
They are called murder cats. They are from a mini hell prison, often claimed by Yazard, the god of murder. They're called, or Yazard's House Cats is also another name for them.
Okay, I'll use that. That's what, Yazard's House Cats, what do they do?
What, 20. 21, so yeah. That's three useful things, right? Okay. They have a murder bite. So, save versus poisons. Can be ranged from different depending how strong they are.
All right,
they sap your ability to move, and it's a lot worse if you're good. they have DR, except for Silver hurts them, and they're really good at hiding, which that's what you got. There you gotcha. Go.
So I shout that stuff out. And I don't call him Murder Cats, I call him Yezzer's House Cat. That sounds much more intimidating. I'm going to take my free five.
You see, you know how big bobcats are? They're like, they're not huge, but they're not small either. Like, it's like a big, they're like about that size.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to take my free five to get behind Bobby so that neither one of us can be flanked. This is an important tactical move. And,
I was about to say.
I guess I'm going to use that big old bastard sword since I can't really shoot a crossbow in point blank range.
Well, so be honest here. Did you have your crossbow kind of out? I would assume you're holding it, right?
Like, we were still the sneaking phase. I don't know.
I mean, if you didn't have it out, that's fine.
I mean, I'll drop it on the ground. It's the same
thing. That's fine.
Same.
That's why I just
and I'll draw, like, so it's in the square.
All right, your crossbow like, falls down a bottomless pit. Okay.
Yeah. I dropped it next to the murder cat, so the murder cat also falls down a bottomless pit.
Murder cat's pretty fun.
All right, so I'm going to drop the crossbow, draw the sword as part of a move action, and attack the murder cat.
But here's a good thing. Since you dropped your crossbow in that one square, it is now rough terrain for the cat.
Yeah, just step on it. Step on it. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, step on the trigger.
Come on.
Shoot your buddy.
Hit five.
No.
Well, it's not a one.
So you missed.
Okay. Yeah.
Bev Mora. She has her bow out. It's sitting right next to her. She can pick it up.
Okay, so she's going to shoot at the first murder cat.
All right. Or as a +2 to defense. Murder cat 2?
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's the one that's closest to her.
Murder cat.
Now, did you tell us that they're good at hiding all that information?
Yeah, yeah, all of that. Like
murder cat.
She hit a 20.
Murder cat. Yeah, you got
the only thing I didn't say is that they're called murder cats. I called them Yazard's house cats.
She doesn't get her sneak attack, does she?
Yazard's house cats.
She does. She does.
Cool.
So yeah, they do more damage if good.
She does 9 damage.
Murder cat 2. All right. Oh, what? Yeah, DR.
Oh, no clue. But still, that had to hurt.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
You know what I should have done is just Arcane Johnson away.
All right. Murder Cat's turn.
Uh-oh.
All right. I got one for each of you. So, yeah, I'm going to take a swipe at each of you. 19 hit you.
Yep.
All right. Gotcha. Fortitude save.
Roll a 1. Not you, Bobby. Roll a 20.
Ooh. 21.
Saved.
Would ya?
3 damage.
And you can roll a 1.
Sorry, that attack was for Yuri. Strom.
Uh-huh.
14 misses ya?
Yep.
And
the 1.
Good old Alistair, because I know you like 14 hit you.
Yes. I'm pretty easy to hit. I didn't memorize mage armor.
3 damage.
And 42
and,
save.
Hey, a 42 save. Easy for you, your evil ass.
20.
That's 20.
You nice. Feel... You guys, both of you that got hit, you feel coursing through your veins as it gives you a little cat scratch fever. But you stand resolute from its poison. It's actually a bite. No, I said scratch. His bites. All right. Uptown funk you up. Yuri, go.
Smack it with my mace. 14?
Nope. Oh. Wait, no. Okay. Just kidding.
I'm not flanking.
No.
Yeah. And I don't have no bless.
You guys should buff yourselves before you go in somewhere.
I have no spells!
Okay.
That's why I said we should have rested before we came here.
All right. Top.
No.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah. Strong. Sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Dropping my coin.
Okay.
Using my move action to draw my longsword.
You guys keep I am going to give you this. Would you really go in there without his weapons drawn? Come on.
No, mine's out.
I'm not going to go yet. Like, you're not going to be like, yes.
Even if we're sneaking, we're going to have a weapon ready.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give you the coin was in my my hand with the shield. All right, so I'll go.
So what are you doing?
Attacking.
Turning around, hitting that half orc? Okay.
Yeah.
You will die here, pig.
You dare call me a pig?
I'm like, we just wanted to talk.
Told you that wasn't going to be possible.
16 hit you?
Yes.
5 damage.
Oh. A little bit. Yeah. Chip at two.
Right. Top it around now. Tag it his turn.
Uh-huh. Go on. You ain't going to hit.
Ooh. A 2 21s.
Wow.
On the dot. Damn.
Cause she's badass.
Sorry. 21-20.
Only hit it once.
You only hit once.
Okay.
Still. Wow. Roll good.
8 damage.
Ouch.
Ping. Ching.
Yeah. Epic fight over here going on.
Murder cats. Murder cats.
My turn.
Do what a murder cat does. No. Alistair. Alistair.
All right.
Does what an Alistair does.
So 10 plus 5 plus I think I have a base attack of something.
Do you have 16. A plus 1?
Oh, minus strength. So 15. Did a 15 hit you?
You have minus strength?
Yeah, I always have a minus strength. They're for the ladies' muscles.
You have 8?
Yes. I'm a wizard.
So what did you hit? Sorry.
15.
Why do you think I was scolding myself for not realizing the fact that 15, I could just...
You hit me.
...jaunt away?
It is a bastard sword, so 10.
Yeah. And you're two-handing it, so that did nothing.
Yeah. So 2 plus 5, so 7, yeah.
Oh, nice. And it passes DR.
Okay.
Hmm. That is interesting. And you're hitting 2?
I'm hitting the one next to me, yeah. There's only one I can hit.
Who hit the
murder cat?
Bev Mora did.
Oh, that's right.
Now, how'd that feel?
Wow.
Right. As my free action. So, we're being honest, were you the one who was screaming for help? Directed at the sword lady. I don't know if she'll respond or not, but I. You know.
She does not. She's in mortal combat right now.
Well, I'm going to.
Yeah, there's like. You're seeing me. Dealing with another half-orc female and me flipping cat around. Literally.
All right.
Okay, phrasing.
Beth Mora.
She got Mora a point, too.
Oh, she hit me.
Oh, she did better this time. 6 damage. She doesn't get her sneak attack this time, does she?
Yeah, 1 point of damage.
Dang. Well, decent something.
Yeah, that's true. The cat's not looking great.
Murder good, because it's trying to eat me.
Murder cat. Murder cat's turn.
Uh-oh.
You will roll a 1, you jackass.
Never. All right. Murder cat. Wesley. Yeah. Murder cat. Murder cat. Rolled a 21.
Fuck. This is not
2 good. Damage. Save.
16.
Yeah, you saved. Mm-hmm. Murder cat, Alistair. 15, I know I hit you.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to hit me.
42.
15. I'm pretty sure that saves.
Saved, yes. Son of a bitch. Come on, I can get one of you. You take 3 damage.
I'm getting used to taking 3 damage. It's like last fight.
Right?
I'm down 6 damage again.
Ooh. Almost rolled a 1. 20 hits you there, Yuri.
Yeah.
All right. 3 damage. Fortitude save, please.
10.
Eesh.
Uh-oh.
1 dexterity damage. So what they like to do is hit their prey, bite them enough times where it immobilizes them, and then they eat you alive. They murder you alive. They like the skin. They eat the skin first. Just nibble on it.
Nibble on the skin. Nibble on
it. I've heard all these are horrible torture cats.
Wow. Gotcha.
Top of the round?
Yuri.
Oh.
What you doing, buddy?
All right. Anyway, a stupid cat hit me, so I'm going to hit it back. Fair enough. 19.
Yep, hit me.
All right. Let's do some knocking you upside the head damage. Not bad. 6.
Yep. 1 damage.
Even when my ghost touched mace.
Mm-hmm. Not Zilla.
It's cold iron.
Yeah,
not Zilla. Zilla. All right, that was Murder Cat 1, right? All right. Minus 1. All right. Now, strong.
Okay. Book lady again. Outside. 14.
Does 14
hit you?
No.
That's what I thought.
She blocks it away with the sword. All right. Top of the round. Tagata. She attacks with both weapons. Hits you once.
This is why two-weapon fighting is awesome.
Yeah, I know.
7 damage.
Okay.
All right. Alistair. He's the only one able to do damage to this thing.
18. Natural.
All so. Right. Nice.
You got no, that's not a crit. No. Yeah, so let's find that.
Didn't die.
Inside it. 8 plus 5.
It
so.
Dies. You hit it and it smashes. Like when it, as you see the blade going through it, you see it like in moments solidify into solid ice and smashes into ice. And little ice pieces go everywhere.
Damn.
Okay. I don't think it's coming back.
Good. Murder Cat 2 gone?
Murder Cat 2 is dead. Murder cat.
It's a wonderful song.
It's a great song. I know. You gotta agree with it.
It just fills all the boys and girls with joy.
Bevmora!
She is moving up next to Alistar on the right side. She is going to take aim at...
This one?
Yep, the murder cat right behind mine.
That's Murder Cat 3. He just forgot his name.
Yep.
Mama didn't name that one.
She misses.
Okay. Murder cats. Actually, the murder cats haven't been doing a bad job. I've been nickel and diming you. Murder cat on the Yuri. 18.
Exactly.
I'm doing really well with you guys. We do 1 damage. Save. Ha ha ha. 20. Okay. I feel like that save was a little harder.
So you have more poison in your veins. Bring it back.
You realize you're an elf, right? So your skinny ass just looks ridiculous when you flex. You don't see me doing it, and there's a reason for that.
Murder Cat 3 attacks.
I have 15 strength.
You do strong.
Not. Just saying, you're an elf.
Misses.
Well, half of an elf.
Still buffered.
Yuri, you're 10. Know.
Definitely.
Smacking them upside the head. Blessing.
That's his. My head is his holy symbol.
Pick one.
Does blessing area effect? I thought it was everybody.
Oh no, he's giving me
no,
his
I'm
blessing.
Giving him a blessing. Oh. He's right next to me.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about the spell bless.
No, I said blessings.
All right, gotcha. All right, what's all that right. do? Oh, he gets to pick, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he gets to pick. He gets between 10 feet of land based speed. Plus 1 dodge bonus to AC, or a plus 1 insight bonus on attack rolls, or a plus 1 luck bonus on saving throws.
All right.
When is you my turn?
Strong.
Pick it.
Back in Orc Lady, after I do a quick action to heal myself.
You're gonna die, and then I'm gonna kill your friends, and then I'm gonna feed them to my murder cats. She's a crazy cat lady.
Just okay. To let you know, Bevmora is much beautiful than you are.
Who? And how dare you? Thanks. The gear across the cave.
19, so that's a crit.
Okay.
See if I can back it up.
Nope.
Uh-uh. Yes.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
18.
Yeah.
Let's see how you block a little extra damage.
So 16 damage.
Yeah, okay, and it's slashing, huh?
Yep.
16 damage. What was your confirmation hit? 18?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I have to roll a fortitude 18.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Did you make it?
I don't think so. Sound like a sad sigh.
You come back and you whip forward, taking her head right off.
Ooh.
Wow.
What?
Double damage and death fortitude negates. Decapitation.
Wow.
Do her crazy cats eat her?
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
And so what it is, the confirmation roll is my DC, and I rolled a 3.
Wow.
And I do not have a plus fucking 15. God. She's so cool.
Well, she was.
She was a ranger. She was her pet.
Aw. Well, she had a chance. I said we were here to
now
talk.
I
she
have could have said, okay, let's talk. Jeez. Well done, sir.
Awesome move, sir. Now, does her stupid cats run away?
No.
Damn.
Murder cat's gonna murder you. That's what they do. They murder. All right, Alistair.
Your mama was murdered.
Yeah.
My hit or my...
You realize these crits can hit you guys, too.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Well, I'm glad that one's already used. I'll put it back in a pile.
All right. Yeah, you cut her head right off. Alistair.
Choppy choppy.
Move up next to Bobby and I'll...
Where's Bobby? Bobby who?
Yuri.
All right. And I will attack... The darkness.
What you taking as your bonus?
15.
What you taking as your bonus?
Huh?
Your blessing.
Bonus, your
oh,
blessing.
Yeah. So, sorry. Blessing. I put it down as, like, bless. So,
plus one to
hit.
Attacks.
Plus one to hit.
So, okay. 16.
So, 16.
You hit me.
All right. 3 plus 5, so 8 damage.
All right. All right, Bevmora.
She is attacking the one on right. Strom again.
Murder cats. Murder cats.
Yeah.
13 hits you. Doesn't hit you, does it?
No.
Okay.
Murder cats.
Oh, you're going to attack me? Why?
Yeah. Why would I not attack you? The guy that does one damage to me or that thing?
You're going to roll a 1 if you attack 17. Me. Okay.
I did roll a 1 with a 0 behind it. Another fort save, please.
All right.
Ooh, 4 damage.
17.
Damn it. 4 damage, though. I know that's
that,
like...
That
I know
sucks.
That, I know
yeah.
You're starting to get woozy.
You're just bleeding me dry, slowly but surely.
Getting woozy. And...
Murder cat on me.
Yeah. 20.
Nope.
Damn it.
Because you have now my 100%. I'm going to beat the shit out.
Meanie.
All right.
Yuri.
I guess I'll smash it.
That's all convince I it not to bite me.
Am I supposed to convince it not to bite
me? I don't know.
Well, I hit it. That was a natural 18 on the die.
All right.
So let's do
your one damage to me.
Damage. Actually, no. That's 9.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Sublime.
No. I'm going to lose it. Woozy. We talk about this, guys.
Lord Strom. I said you could leave.
Cut her head right off. She had like 30 hit points left after the minus 16.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a beefy character.
She was
So did you hit above a 14? Because you kept asking at the 14 level.
No, I rolled an after 12. And I hit at 18.
There you go.
Just I did sure. 9 damage.
Ow! I can get you guys. These cats are no joke, too. My cats can make it. Alistair, don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
I think I may miss you.
13.
Yes.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Plus 1. 14. So 14?
That's with the blast, right?
That's with the blast.
Yes, you missed.
Okay, so yeah. I need 15 to hit these things.
Fuck you.
I couldn't find the dice that's actually been helping me.
She is going to...
Yes, she can.
She's going to shoot the one strong again.
About
21 hits you.
Yeah.
She does not beat your DR, so she does no damage to you.
Thank you for the massage.
You have the three ice arrows, don't forget.
Saving those.
It's not hurting Strom yet, so she's like,
here. Murder cat, murder cat, murder, murder, murder cat, murder.
Yeah, well, you only got one choice.
Aha, 21.
Fuck. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Five damage to you.
Jesus. I only made a 12 save this time.
And one damage to you.
Okay.
Alistair.
That's one hit point of damage.
And two dex damage.
Are you sure? Because I'm not good. Remember? I'm the guy that is not good.
Ah, oh, fuck me. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Ah. Four save, 23 on for me.
You get two dex bonus.
I told you being lawful evil was great. What did you get there?
Ding 23.
Dong? Oh. Fair. Oh, okay. I can't even.
And it's not good.
Damn it. Murder cats. You're not murdering anyone. You're supposed to eat people alive. Skin the... So, like, you know how cats, when I imagine, cat, you know how cats have very, the tongues are like sandpaper? So when they lick you, they, like, tear your skin off. And that's how they lick you to death. And eat your skin
off. I thought it was scratch.
And they eat your muscle.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Little all tiny right. Sandpaper ripping all your skin off. All right, go ahead, Yuri.
All right, let's see if I can hit you. Maybe take you down one last try. Is a 18 to hit?
Yeah. No. No.
Yes. 10 damage.
His head just smashes like all across, and you kill it. Alistair. Or wait, Strom. Sorry, Strom.
Okay. First of all, using my last heal.
Alright.
Five. Back to 24.
Nice.
Now I smack you again.
Alright.
Natural 17.
Nice.
You natural say? 8, so 10 damage to you.
Yeah. 5 damage, thank you. He hasn't used his... Smite Evil yet, either.
You're going to diamond that thing to death. That's because his Smite Evil has failed twice. I don't think he wants a third try.
Yeah, right, and you always... You
what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm looking a little more woozy.
So I pick up my crossbow and I hand my wand to Yuri. That's my turn.
All right.
To who?
You.
To your. I was like, to
who? Benmora.
Back in the Hellcat. She hits with a natural 17.
All right.
Maybe they'll just kill it. And then I will be like, I helped. I killed mine and and hurt Yuri's. It did work.
7, so 2.
Feeling good. Just want to take one more person. Yes, got you, you son of a bitch.
Ah, fuck.
1 damage and save.
23. Natural 18.
Poop on a stick. All right, Yuri.
I'll move up and hit it.
All right.
Aw. I gave him one for nothing.
16? Yeah. He's always like, fuck your wand. I'm going to beat this thing's ass. 10. And it dies.
Splat!
Smashes another head. He went, smash! Smash! This is great!
I was like, I'm tired of these things.
Alright.
Alright, I will.
Now,
I will prestidigitate this blade and then sheath it.
Alright.
Because that seems nasty. Nasty.
Yazards and house cats. How fun are those?
They are actually nasty.
Well, that was supposed to be a little harder than I meant to be, or a little harder than that, but good job on the decapitation, my friend.
All right, so detect magic, I guess?
Let's do some healing up. Who's hurt?
I am.
And you'd be always like, really? I handed you the one wand in the middle of combat. You don't think maybe I'm hurt?
Well, you were out of danger.
This is true. It doesn't mean you should ask asinine questions after the fact.
All right. So she has...
Max. So nine? That'll do.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9. That's all you were down?
No, I was down more than that.
I'm about to say.
But keep in mind, that's almost half my hit points. A nine, that's all you were down, is like, yes, all I was down was very serious.
Who got poisoned at least once? Who failed a save?
No, I didn't fail any of them.
Okay.
Because I'm roll, not good.
Yuri, roll another save a minute later.
Natural 19 on the die.
All right. You the poison has run its course. You will no longer take any dexterity. You need to make two concurrent saves. Otherwise, it keeps draining it forever.
That is unpleasant.
All right.
I need a full day's rest.
Magic things. Are you ready?
Yeah. Bobby?
There were three potions, but she took one. But there are two potion invisibility potions.
Wow. She's like, yes, I will hide and come out from the darkness.
Yes, she did.
And she did that. A plus one longsword.
Mine.
mine. He pulled a Torad. Mine.
She had two of them.
And if you guys are ready to fight for it, plus one ring of protection.
I would say
Alistair.
I hand it back to Yuri.
I've got a plus one ring of resistance. I don't have any protection.
Yeah, you can wear two rings.
But you need defense too.
No, I don't. I stand in the rear with all the right, gear.
I'll take it.
Wow, that was like, I was expecting everybody to be mine.
Well, he got voted out as soon as he said mine on the first thing.
Why?
Like, you can ask for that too.
It's like, my name is Torad. Mine.
Yeah. That vest. Mine. This knife. Mine.
I'm surprised you don't have a halfling underwear on plus one.
Oh, I always liked how casual Marcus's was about it. So he's like, oh, is this a hunting knife? That's a really nice one. Yeah. Yeah. I put it in my belt. Yeah, this vest is pretty nice. I put it on. He's just like, he goes, that I already added that to my sheet. Just kept going. You're like, all right. Murder cat pelts, by the way, are very valuable. They're almost like black satin. Like their skin, their fur is very like.
Oh, okay.
Very like, it's pitch black. It almost like absorbs light.
I let Yuri know since he's generally our tracker.
Three pelts of.
Yeah, you give me, gotta cat. Give me a survival. You can make it one roll, and if you fail it, then you fail it, fucked up all three, or you can roll for each one. DC 15.
Beth Moore, can you aid another on this?
I can.
Okay. You said survival, it. Right?
Hmm?
You said survival roll?
I do.
She's
it for
got
her.
A plus
she,
five?
She does.
All three. 13 on the die, so plus 3, so 16 and a 7.
So you failed one. So you got two good pelts and then one kind of eh. Two will make a good cloak. You could have made maybe some other cool shit with the other one, but the other one you butchered it. Maybe you can make something cool with it. But
I butchered the first one. I was like, dang, I don't know how to. Oh, I know where I messed up. All right, I'm good on the other two. So two.
So, you know what? Did you? We probably should have role played this, but do you want to do that now? Or I'm sure you want to.
We'll probably do it later.
So I'll let you keep those rolls, but you're just like, you set them aside. You're like, oh, we'll do that after we explore the rest of this. I don't assume you're gonna.
I just put down two murder cat pelts.
Should we have a listen? How are we doing on the trap?
I think she stopped.
She goes back and sets it. She sets like a tin can trap thing. Let us know that you guys are coming.
I'm going to hit myself with the wand.
Takes 5 minutes.
That's seven.
You guys ready to proceed?
We are healing up at the moment.
All right. You need another one or no?
No, I'm good. I'm at 19 of 21, so
If I can get some, I'd appreciate it.
All right, hit you on the first one. That's 6 for you.
Okay.
Second one, that's 9 for you.
That should be it.
Okay.
Yep.
Bit more get hit?
Nope. She is free. She did not.
So how bad off are you?
Who, me? I'm down 2 hit points. So give me back the 1.
Give you back the 1.
We're down 8 charges already. Huh? So we're down 8 charges already. Yep. Is there somebody in the cage? Or is there just a box, a magical force field around the cage?
There's enough putty tat in the cage.
All right. So you guys head forward down the path.
We want to check for traps first?
I'm going to send the same. Quit being so paranoid about everything. Rock flat. I'm going to use Bevmora as all of you for now.
All right.
But you guys are in the same order as you went before. She is checking for traps as she goes. Okay. And in this next room, next part of the cavern, you see a cave continue down south. It's only wide enough really for one person at a time. And in this cave, or in this chamber you're in right now, it's pretty small. You can see this is where there's a little cot in the corner where probably Tagata or somebody sleeps.
Gotcha. There's like a cat bed next to it.
Yeah, that kind of deal. Crazy cat lady shit. And then next to that is a cage with a woman knocked out inside of it.
Okay. Do we recognize this woman?
It is Captain Gale.
Let's get her out before we get in more trouble.
It looks like somebody struck her in the head and she's knocked out. Recently, too. She's got a little bit of blood seeping from her head.
I think we know who did that.
But she's got a worse head wound than she does.
Technically, it's a neck wound.
Yeah.
Didn't touch her face.
No. I'm a gentleman like that.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, she really went head over heels for you.
Oh, I think you're heading in the wrong direction with those jokes.
They usually say head in the clouds, but that's head on the ground.
No more?
I'm working on it, but yeah. I don't really have anything right now.
You know the last thought through her mind was? Thump.
So you can let her out, Captain Gale?
You going to check for traps?
We're going to move the whole cage and go back to the city with her in a cage. Seemed like the thing to
We've
do.
We've got your pet. Your pet captain.
She, Bevmar starts working on the lock. You hear down south from the cavern, south of you. Should I keep going?
Fuck.
We'll take a rock.
Do you need a lozenge?
Toss it down the hallway.
Picks up coin, throws it down passage.
Can you keep going down?
Very slowly.
All right.
Strom is following with him.
All right. Alistair, are you staying with Bevmora?
Yeah. She needs protection, and damsels need rescuing.
And I love when you split the group.
I know.
All right. So you're in a large cavern. This one is carpeted. It's a lot like the one with the dog or the cats in it and Tagata, but this one is furnished to the max. It's got like tapestries on the walls, painting.
View the tapestries.
You smell incense pretty heavy. There's like something like humidifier or something in here, something to help breathe. You feel like menthol kind of going through your nostrils and everything like that. The floor is carpeted and there's a big plush bed. Square in the middle of the room with somebody laying on it. Kind of laying there.
Full look around.
I just described it.
I'm looking corners, hidey holes, everything.
Perception from both of you.
Neither one of them. Perception. Considering what just happened, I find it troubling that neither one of them said, the ceiling.
Nowhere.
No.
Not a chance anything's up there.
That wouldn't 19. Happen twice in a row.
That's why I said I'm looking everywhere.
Strom sees nothing.
So what did you guys get?
I got 19.
I got a 7.
Wow. You see nothing. You big goobs.
you see a little bit of movement at his feet. It's a little black shape moving around. It's probably the size of a softball.
Mew.
Oh, hell no. We're back.
Oh, it's a baby one.
It's a little baby house murder cat. Mew, mew.
It's making a little claw noise, motions at you. Until a guy goes and jumps off and scurries into a hole inside the wall.
Definitely looking at Sybil again.
Mew.
Garn Redding.
You see that a hand up, and you see what looks like rotting flesh off a hand. Still alive, but it looks like it's wrapped up and trying to be like being treated, but yeah, it looks like the person's flesh is kind of rotten.
Whoa, smells awful. What is going on here?
I believe this is his
history check.
Welcome.
And now we're backing up.
Oh, goodbye.
I said backing up. I didn't say we're leaving, but I'm backing up.
I was kidding.
You must be the heroes I've heard about. Come in. I am of no danger to the likes of you.
Sense motive.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
I believe it. 10.
All right.
24.
You believe him? Okay. She pops the lock.
I got it.
All right. Give her a pat. Try and wake her up with just that. If not, I'll make a go at using the old use magic device on this wand.
All right. So pause then.
Mr. Redding. Yes. Call me Alder. Welcome to my deathbed.
What is your ailment?
He sits up a little bit.
They call it the rotting curse. Although it's a disease.
You see a man, probably looks like in his 70s, heavily wrapped in gauze, half his face. His other half just looks rotted away. Leprosy, man. He's got leprosy. You see, and he's wearing, the only kind of adornment or anything like that you see on him is he's wearing what looks like a tiara with a jewel that's sparkling on it.
Who did this to you?
Bad things happen to all sorts of people. It doesn't have anything to do with people doing it to you. I just got sick one day. Long time ago.
We've heard what has happened to your son and you.
Yes. But we have gotten our revenge.
I'm not understanding why you've done it against all the guards.
Now, we'll tell what happened to us. Happen. They all deserve to burn. Garn will make it happen. He will do it. He'll be a good boy. He'll listen to Daddy.
And he fingers the tiara.
I understand your want for the punishment of the ones that did this, but not everybody in the town was a part of it.
My Sarah burned. I watched her. Alive, they burned her. Not with a lot of wood, either. Slowly. They said to save wood for their fires that winter.
He kind of makes a disgruntled, sick face.
You may be right, young warrior of the light. But I made a deal, and I got my revenge. And I can rest now, knowing my Sarah can rest in peace. My will has been done. The Silvermen will see to that.
What is going on? I thought the Silvermen were working with Carverd.
That will be something for you to figure out, young man. I have had my time.
He pulls the tiara off. He looks at it.
The thing that gave us to this was in the Blackwood. I don't even remember what it looks like anymore. And just the feeling of murder that surrounded it. Now my son's shackles will be broken.
And he smashes the tiara on the bed and the stone breaks. You see, starts rotting a lot faster, like almost like in front of your face.
May the master be with you. May Askia accept your soul.
And he dies.
I guarantee you he made a deal with Yazard.
I say we burn it. There's no reason.
We need to burn this whole cave.
We do.
I can't believe the evil in people's hearts.
I do. I've seen worse than this. I mean, I've always heard stories about humans. Greed, but also good. Evil, but also common. Let's burn this cave and leave. We've saved the captain.
I'm going to grab proof that we were here. Maybe we can still talk to Garn. Hopefully the control over him is gone with the tiara being broken. I'm not sure, but hopefully we can still save him. This seems like he was controlled via his father for the revenge of the death of his wife.
I think there's more to it, but I'm not sure.
I hope.
Him saying that the Silvermane gang was helping him and he got his revenge. That is very concerning.
Yes, it's very disconcerting. I have no idea what it was. We need to get back to town as soon as we can, but I'm still taking some of his garb for proof that we were here and talked to
him.
You
want to touch his garb?
No, don't.
Not barehanded.
All right.
Like some kind of proof that it was his.
Okay. She awakens. But she is very weak. She might need to rest here for a little bit before you move.
I come back out and I tell them what happened, what transgressions just happened. That Garn Redding's dad was possessed by some crown that I believe he got from Yazard, but I'm not positive. He said it was a dark figure in the dark wood. I think he was using the tiara to control his son and made him the warrior that he was. But he also said he had the Silvermen were helping him.
The great things about mercenaries is they work for a price.
That's correct, but it's also the Silvermen that caused him to lose his wife.
No, it's Carver. The Silvermen weren't involved other than at some point in time.
Hey, the Silvermen worked for Carver.
Yeah, working for Carver. But so we don't know that they did at the time.
So who's the nobleman that got voted out and went to stay at Carver's estate?
You don't have never really got his name, but you know he stays at Carver's estate. It's not Carver himself, but it's a nobleman who stays
there. The one that controls the Silvermen, right?
No. Oh. Carver controls the Silvermen.
Yeah.
Maybe the father didn't know about it, or maybe he didn't care. Who knows?
I think he sent his son into suicide. Because he said his shackles are now free, broke the tiara, and died. But before we destroy this cave, we're going to have to rest here tonight. Devonda needs rest.
Tech magic on the what's left of the crown. See what kind of magics were in it, if I can.
It's gone. It's dissipated.
Gotcha.
It was necromantic. There's no doubt in my mind. Because as soon as he took it off and destroyed it, the flesh just fell off and he died.
You can, it might probably take a few hours, but you can identify it. The crown.
With what's left of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he only broke the crystal.
You can still look at it and maybe try to figure out something. All right.
About it. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
I whistle for my puppies.
All right. You guys get some sleep?
Yep.
All right. Let's get some rest. Yuri, you have another dream.
Hopefully it's a good one.
You almost pick it up from the moment you woke up from the last one. You're walking unsteadily through the night, through the excavation camp. And you see shadows running toward the entrance to the catacombs. Stealthily around the guards. You decide to follow it. For some reason, you don't raise alarm. And you fall through the windy passages. You're like, surely they're just like looking for some of the surface loot or something like that, or somebody's up to something. That's three individuals. And as you wind down, you see they're heading straight for the block of ice in that room that's suspended. You try to hurry to catch them, but they're just moving too quick, almost like they know exactly where they're going. Once you get there, you see three men going through the loot, stuffing their pockets. And your best friend, Tully, is one of them. You demand, what?
What are you doing?
He turns around, immediately looking guilt on his face.
I know you need it. I fully, truly understand you need it.
You know, she needs magical healing. Yuri, you know that. This will help. These things will help.
I truly understand. But you shouldn't be down here now. This is not a safe place.
I know you're right, but I need these things. You see lines while he's holding the gems and the coins. Lines of black are starting to go up his skin, like little veins. All of them are.
Try and slap it out of his hands, like, you need to leave it. It's not good for you. This is evil.
You go towards him and you guys start wrestling with it. You see one of the men starts screaming as the black kind of takes him over. The other man just grabs one item and starts running out. The man with the being overwhelmed by the blackness, kind of his skin just turns pitch and he just starts melding into the coins. The turning into that black ice, almost like withering away like it. The other man, who's not as corrupted, is running straight out the passage. You see a shield with a sword ornated on its front. But you only have moments to look at it. You are wrestling with Tully. He's like, stop, please, I need this money. You keep trying to talk sense into him.
Look at your arm.
It'll be okay. I gotta save her. Please. Please, man. And you both fall. And you hear... You crack your head pretty hard. And you hear him crack, too. And the last thing you kind of see is his dead eyes looking at you. As you both crack... You cracked your head, but he broke his neck in the fall. And you start fading like... You're not gonna make it yourself. And you... The dream... You think ends. Some time later, you awaken. Your father's over you. He's patting you with a wet towel. Are you okay, son?
I think so, father. I'm not sure.
Well, what happened?
I saw someone going to the cave. So I followed them. It was Tully and two others. I saw one man turn pitch black and look like he dissolved into the treasure down there. Another man grabbed something and ran away, and he had a shield.
Yes, we're tracking him. Yeah, totally. He's dead, son.
I tried to stop him, Father.
I know. The help I asked for is here. We're going to track down this person with this shield and the person behind this symbol. And you think he shows it to you, but your memory won't let you see it. And the woman I said that's coming to help, she's an expert in this thing. Her and her apprentice are here. Come. And you rise, and they're there, and the person turns around. You introduce yourself as Yuri.
The name's Alistair Greygon. Pleasure to meet you. And we'll see you guys next time.
Wow.